This is a Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Yuma, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key kalalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
Located in memory of Rebbetzin Necha Fagel, Basar of Yaakov Tuvi Halevi Rifkin, Zichrono Lavracha. The tape begins from Masechta Yuma, Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
One could ask, why is this Masechta called Masechta Yuma? Why don't we call it Masechta Kippurim or Masechta Yom HaKippurim? Why is it that we call it Masechta Yuma? So we could answer. Number one, it's really to identify this particular day as Hayom, as the special day. Because after all, this special day is Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, we're referring to it as Yuma, and it is this special day. We could also answer it from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, where the day of Yom Kippur is referred to as a Yoma Rabba, the great day. Since it's referred to as a Yoma Rabba, we name the Masechta, Masechta Yoma, or as we call it, Masechtas Yuma. It's interesting that in many places, we do not call this Masechtas Yuma, but rather we refer to it as Masechtas Yom HaKippurim. This Masechta has 8 prakim. The first 7 prakim are about the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which explain all the different pratim, as we learn in Parshas Acharei Mos, which is in Perek Tazayin of Vayikra. The 8th and final perek is about the halachas of the fast day itself, and in Yom and Yonei Tshuva, the Chapara. We know that the person who was responsible for the Avoida on Yom Kippur was the Kohen Gadol. In fact, he was exclusively responsible for the Avoida on Yom Kippur, because no one else was allowed to do this Avoida on Yom Kippur besides the Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen was not roy for this special task. Our first Mishnah here in the Masechta tells us that the Kohen Gadol's job did not really start on Yom Kippur itself, but rather he began a portfolio of hachanas, of preparations, 7 days before Yom Kippur. These hachanas served a number of purposes. Number one, it was a time, the 7 days were a time that the Ziknei Bezdin would teach the Kohen Gadol all of the different halachas of Yom Kippur. They would learn through the halachas, so when it came time for Yom Kippur, he would be fluent in all the different things that he needed to do, and he would be very clear on how to do the different things. Number two, it was a time that the Kohen Gadol would practice doing the various tasks which he would be doing on Yom Kippur. For example, bringing the Karban Tamid, the Ketores, and the Hadlakas Neiros. And finally, it was a time when the Kohen Gadol was sequestered. He was taken to a special room on the Har HaBayis, and he'd be put in an area there so he wouldn't potentially come into contact with different various types of tumas which could passel him for the Avoida on Yom Kippur. And since the Kohen Gadol is the only person who could do the Avoida on Yom Kippur, we want to make sure that he doesn't become Tameh, because if he became Tameh, he would not be able to do these Avoidas on Yom Kippur. Now let us begin the Mishnah here in Masechta Yuma, beginning on Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Shivas Yomim Kaidem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beisai. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we sequester the Kohen Gadol, we take him away from his house, and we put him onto the Har HaBayis, Lelishkas Palhedrim. Now, the Gemara explains, the reason we take the Kohen Gadol away from his house is because we want to remove him from his wife. Why is that? Because we're afraid if she becomes a Safek Nida, it's possible that now he'll become Pasul, he will not be able to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur. And since that's Shchiach, it's very possible that that could happen, we want to remove him from that chshash, and we take him away from his wife for these 7 days. Since we know, as we said before, only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Malacha, is allowed to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur, it's very important that we make sure that he remains Tar. These 7 days where we remove the Kohen Gadol from his house are called the 7 days of Prisha, where he is removed from his house. The reason the area on the Har HaBayis in the Azara is called Lishkas Palhedrin is named after a Greek word which deals with Pekidei HaMelech. Now, in addition to the fact that we take the Kohen Gadol and we do Prisha with the Kohen Gadol, we also do something else, as the Mishnah says. Umaskinin lai Kohen Acher Tachtav. We invite a backup Kohen to serve as someone who is waiting on standby in case the Kohen Gadol should become Tame before or on Yom Kippur. Now this backup Kohen becomes the Kohen Gadol and could do the act for the Kohen Gadol, the acts of the Avaida on Yom Kippur for the main Kohen Gadol. Why is this that we choose a backup Kohen? Shema Ye'era by Psul, because we're afraid he might become Tame, as we said before. Now, one of the interesting things is although we designate a special backup Kohen for the Kohen Gadol to act as the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur in case the first Kohen becomes Tameh, we do not make this Kohen Gadol, this backup Kohen, do Prisha. We don't remove him from his wife for 7 days. Rather, we let him act and let him go forward with his life as usual. But we have him in the backup in case, but we don't make him go as far as doing Prisha. Rabbi Yehuda says something else. Not only do we prepare a backup Kohen for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, af isha cheres maskin alei. We also arrange that there should be a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in case the wife dies. Why is this so important? Shema tamus ishtai. And if his wife dies, this is a problem. Why? Because the pasuk says, shenemar, v'chiper ba'adai uva'ad beisai. Beisai zu ishtai. The job of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is to be mechaper for the Klal Yisrael and to be mechaper for Beisai, which is for his house. In other words, for his wife. Now, if he doesn't have a wife, how is he going to be mechaper for his wife? Therefore, we prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol, so in case she dies on or before Yom Kippur, he has a Beisai, he has a wife that he is also married to. And the Gemara later on will explain that he has to do this with a get b'tnai, because he's not allowed to have two wives. We'll see that a little bit later. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, in Cain, if we're afraid that the wife is going to die, ein l'davar saif. What if the second one dies? So we have to worry about every wife? Ein l'davar saif. You could say that the third one will die, the fourth one will die. Therefore, they don't worry about this at all. And the only designation that you make as a standby, as a backup, is for a Kayan. So the Kayan Gadol, in case something happens to him and he becomes pasa. But you don't worry about a wife as a backup wife. And we actually paskin that the halacha is like the chachamim, that we only worry about having a backup to the Kayan Gadol, but we do not worry about having a backup for his wife. And then Gemara explains that there's a difference between this. Why are we so worried about the Kohen Gadol becoming Tamei, but we're not worried about his wife? And we say, in the Dover say for that. So the Gemara explains, because the Kohen Gadol becoming Tamei is a Dover Shchiach. That's very shaykh to happen, because it's not that hard to become Tamei. Therefore, we make preparations. We have contingency plans in case that happens. By Shenkin, for the fact that the Kohen Gadol's wife may die, that's a Dover Shalai Shchiach, so that we don't worry about. And for that, we say, in the Dover say. Therefore, the halacha is like a chachamim. We only prepare a backup for the Kohen Gadol in case he becomes Tameh, but we do not prepare a backup wife in case his wife dies. Now let us begin the Gemara. The Gemara says, 7 days before the Sreifas Parah Aduma, we also separated the Kohen from his house. The room in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohen was sequestered to, was in the northeast side of the Azara. The Gemara then asks, how do we know the halacha of Prisha for a Kohen? So the Gemara answers, in the Pasuk of Kasher Asa Bayoim Hazeh, just like there were 7 days, Shivas Yemei HaMiluim by the Mishkan, so too with the Kayin, Bayim Kippur, and Parah Aduma. That's how you know the 7 days of Prisha. Also the Gemara says, we learn from Gzeres Shava, Tziva, Tziva. It's interesting to note that from this Gemara, some Shitas bring a Raya, that Parah Aduma, Kriyas Parah Aduma, on Parshas Parah, is Midaraisa, and it's considered just like Parshas Zachar, which is considered a mitzvah daraisa. The Gemara attempts to bring rayas that all karbanas maybe also need prisha. And the Gemara says no, since they are not kavua le zman, there's no specific time, therefore they do not need prisha. The Gemara also attempts to say that other regalim need prisha, but disproves these also. Daf Gimel. We say that Shmini Atzeres has special halachas, and these special halachas make it a special regel bifnei atzmai. And this is abbreviated with pei zayin resh kuf shin beis. The pei stands for pious. And we say that there is a lottery needed for the special one day of yontif, which the kohanim have in order to decide who actually gets to bring the karbanos. Zayin stands for zman. This means that we recite a special shehachiyanu, because Shmini Atzeres is considered a special yontif bifnei atzmai. Resh is for regel, but it's considered a special regel. And since it's separated from Sukkot, there is no yeshiva b'sukkah. Taisus also adds from the pasuk of Nisa ba'boker of Yalachta liyayhalacha that Shmi Atzeres also needs lina. Kuf is for carbon, referring to carbon musaf, that only one bull was brought. Shin is for shir, that a special shir was sung by the Levim. And finally, Beis is for Birchas HaMelech, that a special bracha was made only for special for Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, when the Pasuk says, Kach Lecha, we ask, does it mean that the karban is brought from a person's personal wealth or from communal money? Rabbi Yochanan says it's brought specifically from the Kayan's wealth, and Rabbi Yeshia says from the community. However, we say by the karbanos of Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that the Kayan Gadol takes it from his own money. The Gemara says that karbanos Yom Kippur and the Miluim are similar, since both can only be brought by the Kayan Gadol. And we say that the lack of Prisha, as we mentioned before, we need Prisha for the Kohen Gadol, that is not Ma'akev, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. If they didn't do Prisha, this is not Ma'akev, the Karbanos. Why not? Since Prisha is not a Deraisa, but rather only an Esmachta. Tosfos says this. Therefore, we are not Mechayev, the substitute Kohen, the person who is now waiting standby in case something should happen, or this particular Kohen Gadol should become Tameh. We do not require the substitute Kohen to do Prisha. The Gemara says that the reason for 7 days, why do we say 7 days for Prisha and not another number? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's due to the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim, and Reish Lakish says that it's due to the 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu was separated by Har Sinai from the Shechina. Daf Dalet. We say not only on the first Yom Kippur did we need Prisha, but on all following Yom Kippurs, the Kohen Gadol needs 7 days of Prisha. And then we bring down the Pasuk, Vayishkain Kvayt Hashem al Har Sinai. According to Rabbi Yossi al-Haglili, this particular thing transpired after the Aseres HaDibros, at the beginning of the 40 days before Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was there, Rabbi Akiva says. This is the period from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, before the Luchos were given, and that's when it enveloped the Har. Moshe was not even there yet. Therefore, we see a raya that we do not need Prisha. So the raya to Reish Lakish is from the Shita of Rabbi Yossi al-Haglili. The Gemara says that Torah was given via fear and trembling, and therefore we have to treat it that way today. As the Pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem v'yira, b'yira, v'gilu b'ra'ada, b'makam gila sham tehei ra'ada, that we have to rejoice in trembling. We then say that the Tanakhama holds Torah was given on Vav Nisan. In other words, the Aseres HaDibros were given on Vav, and Moshe went up for the 40 days beginning on Zion Sivan. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Aseres HaDibros were given on Zion Nisan, and he also went up on Zion Nisan. In Masechtas Tainis we know that on Shivasa B'Tamas, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and broke the Luchos. And speaking of Har Sinai, we say that by Har Sinai, everyone heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. And we also say that Hashem grabbed Moshe, had to grab him, and forced him into the Onan, because he was afraid actually to go into the Onan himself. We see this from the word B'Seich HaOnan. The Gemara says that a person should first introduce himself to his friend before he tells him a particular message that he wants to tell him, as we see from the Pasuk of Vayikra al Moshe, Vayedaber. First he called him, and he introduced himself, then he spoke. And finally we say that a person should not repeat something his friend told him without his friend's rishus, dafei. We say that smicha, the mitzvah of smicha on a karban, is not ma'akev, a karban in later generations. We say that there is a machlokes if we dress and anoint the Kohen Gadol, we dress him, in other words, with the Shemayna Begadim, every single day of the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. The Gemara says from the Pasuk of Kichein Tzuvesi, in Parsha Shemini, that teaches us that the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, they were able to eat on those days, they were able to eat the Karbanos, even though they were Einanim. Normally we know that an Einan is not allowed to eat, is Asur to eat Kachim, but on those days, they were allowed to eat it. And finally we say, by the Mitznefes, by the hat, and the Ksinus, the tunic, first they dressed Aaron, then his sons. But by the Avnate, by the belt, there's a Machlokes who was actually dressed first. Dafav. The purpose of taking the Kohen Gadol away from his wife, doing the act of Prisha, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, is to be sure he doesn't violate the halachas of Safik Nida. In other words, after relations, let's say, they realize that she was a Nida, so what does that mean? That means that during the marital relation, she was already a Nida. Therefore, now this Kohen would become Tameh for 7 days, and he would not be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that kol tvilas, tvilas in b'yayim, whenever a person has to be tevil in a mikveh, he has to do it during the day. Except, with the exceptions of nida v'yeledas, that we say those tvilasan balayla. Those do the tvila at night. And in fact, today a nida goes at night. A man, though, who was bayal a nida, is a question when the tvila, whether it's by day or whether it's by night. The Gemara says that a person who is a Nida or a Bayal Nida is able to be Metama via Mishkav Umayshav. In other words, if he or she lies on a bed, this bed becomes a Rishon Latuma, which cannot be Metama Adam Vikalim, but could be Metama Eichlin Umashkin, or something which is considered a Tuma Kala. However, there is no halacha of Tumas Mishkav Umayshav by a Tamei Meis. We know that normally, in other cases of Mishkav, Tumas Mishkav Umayshav, except for this case before which we said of Bayal Nida, the bed actually does not become a Rishon Latuma, but the bed becomes an Avatuma. And we know that an Avatuma can be Metama also Adam Vekelem. The Gemara says that we're worried about a Kayin becoming Tamei via Tamei Nida. So the Gemara asks, so why don't we worry about him becoming Tamei via Tumas Meis? So the Gemara answers, we don't apply psul of Tumas Meis to Avoidus Tzibur. The question that we ask here is Tamei Meis considered Hutra B'Tzibur, which is the Shita of Reb Nachman, or Dechuya B'Tzibur? The difference between Hutra and Dechuya means, Hutra means it's not even a halacha at all, therefore it's Lechatchila Mutter. Dechuya means it's really Usser, but we say that we push it off because we're dealing with something which is Tzibur, therefore we push it off. Also, we say at Taretz that Tamei Meis is not considered Shchiach versus Bayal Nida, which is considered Shchiach. We know from Tmura that the special case of Hutra or Dechuya, the question of Hutra or Dechuya, is based on if a karban is Kavuale Zman or not. And we say that there are numerous nafkaminas if we say that it is Hutra or Dechuya. Number one, we know that the Mishmaras of Kahanim were divided into 24 groups, each taking certain weeks of the year. In each Mishmar, there were numerous Bate Avos, six or seven Bate Avos, one for each day of the week. Let's say, for example, an entire Beis Av became Tameh. Do we now need to get Kohanim from a different Beis Av or not? So this is totally if it's Hutra or Dechuya. If we say it's Hutra, we can be Mekel. If we say that it's Dechuya, we have to be a little more Machmer. Therefore, we would have to get Kohanim from a different Beis Av. A different nafkamina would be if a kayin was bringing mincha sa'aymer on the second day of Pesach, which is brought to be matir v'chadash. And that's what is matir chadash, and makes it into yashan, so you'd be able to eat that. And this karban became tamei. So if there were no other karbanas at all, do we tell the kayin to be quiet and not to say anything about the tumah, or do we not say to be quiet or not? In other words, do we say to be quiet, havi pikeach ushesaik? This is tali in Hutra and Dechuya. If you say that it's Hutra, then you have to be, you can be Mekel. If you say that it's Dechuya, you have to be Machmer. It's interesting to note that the only karban where even if a tzibur, if an entire tzibur is Tame, you could still bring it anyway, is the karban Pesach. Daf Zayin. By all karbanas brought on a Mizbeach, if it becomes Tame, it can be brought anyways, as long as we have Ritzoy Tzitz. We know that the Tzitz was worn on the forehead of the Kayin, so the availability of the Tzitz helps to be machshir a karban tzibur in all circumstances. However, a karban yachid, ritzoy tzitz, only helps if the emurim or the dam are not tame. However, if they are, then it does not help. If a kayin himself becomes tame, then there is no concept of ritzoy tzitz at all. Also, we say that ritzoy tzitz is only used as a last resort. You cannot use it if there is another option. For example, if there's another kosher animal that's ready available, you're not allowed to rely on the heter of ritzoy tzitz. The Gemara says, "Hatzitz meratza al hadam, basar chelav shenitzma bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid, oynis, bein b'shaygig, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzin, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur." And we say that the machlekes of Hutra or Dechuya is also machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is Hutra, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's Dechuya. Amar Rabba Bar Ahuna, chayev adam lemashmesh v'tfilin shaloy b'chol shah v'shah. A person is mechuyev to touch and to check on his tefillin at all times. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. Umatzitz she'ein ba'ela haskara. Achaz, tzitz, which only has the Shem Hashem one time, amar Torah, al mitzchay tamid, that a person has to check on it all the time. Shelo yisiach daitei mimenu, he always has to be aware of it. Tefillin she'yesh bahen haskaras harbe, like kol shekein, that you're not allowed to be distracted at all, because it's got many times the Shem Hashem. The Rush explains that when one wears tefillin, it is usher to speak dvarim b'telim or have discussions of levity. However, one is not mechuyev to be constantly thinking about the fact that the tefillin are on his head. However, Taisvis in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes and the Rashba argue on this Rush, and they say that one must always think about the tefillin that are on his head, otherwise it's considered hesach hadas. The nafkamina between these two shitas is if Shinas Arai would be mutter or usser while wearing tefillin. Tafches. Regarding Hazah, sprinkling, Rameir says for both the Kayin before Yom Kippur and for Parah Aduma, we would sprinkle it on all 7 days. Rabbi Yossi says we only sprinkle on the third and on the seventh day. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim says by Parah Aduma, we sprinkle for all 7 days, but for Yom Kippur, only on the third and on the seventh day. Rameir holds that one has a chiyuv to do tefillah at its proper time, and he equates Hazah to tefillah. And Rabbi Yossi holds, Le'amrin and tefillah bizmana mitzvah. We then say that a Hazah is not Daicha Shabbos, therefore you do not sprinkle on the day of Shabbos. The Gemara says that they used to change the Kohen Gadol every 12 months. And finally the Gemara says, bakers who purchase flour from an Amaretz, in other words, now it becomes a Suffolk, it's Demai, he only needs to take off Trumas Meiser and Challah. Masha'en Kain, regular people, must take off Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, and Challah. Why is it we make a difference between bakers and regular people? Since it's too hard for bakers to have to schlep to Yerushalayim and be worried about Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni if it's too much for them to schlep. Therefore, we make it easier for them, and they only have to take off Trumas Meiser and Challah from Demai. Daftes. Yiras Hashem Taisiv Yomim Ushnais Rishayim Tikzarna. Zem Mikdash Rishon, this is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, which lasted 410 years. Zem Mikdash Sheni, this is referring to the Bayis Sheni, which lasted 420 years. And in terms of the Kohanim, the ones who were Tzadikim lived a long time, and the ones who were Rishayim lived for a shorter amount of time. The Gemara asks, why was the Mishkan Shilai destroyed after 369 years? The Gemara answers, because of Bizayan Kachim and Giloi Arayis. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaOimer B'nei Eli, the sons of Eli, in other words, Chafni U'Pinchas Chatu, anyone who accused them of Chatayim, Einai Alataya, they're only making a mistake. And the reason people were Chayshish, that they did Averis, was because Sheshahu Eskinehem, they delayed the bringing of the Karbanos. The Gemara says the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for three reasons, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed due to Sinas Chinam, because we say that Sinas Chinam is tantamount to these three Chatas, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. The Gemara says that the nails of earlier generations were more chashav than the stomachs of later generations. In other words, earlier generations were more chashav, generally speaking, than the later generations. We then say that Reish Lakish was so chashav, people would do business with him without edim. And finally, the Gemara says that the Shechina did not rest in the second Beis HaMikdash the way it did in the first Beis HaMikdash. We see this from the pasuk of Yafta Elokim Liyefes, the Yishkain of Yohalei Shem, that it really only rests fully B'yohalei Shem, when the Jews are in complete control. Masha'en Kein, when the Goyim have Shlita on us, then it does not rest fully. And since in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim had Shlita over us, it wasn't the same as it was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Daf Yud. We say that Rome is destined to fall into the hands of Persia. And then we say that Mashiach will not come until the Malchus of Rome is spread over the world for a period of 9 months. Then we have a Machlekes. The Tanakhama says that all of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash did not have mezuzahs except for the Lishkas Falhedrin, which was a base dira for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So therefore, since it was a base dira, it had a chiyuv daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Falhedrin did not have a mezuzah, which was midaraisa, but only a chiyuv darabanan, since it wasn't for year-round use, but it was only used for the week before Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, does a sukkah have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Chachamim say no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's considered a residence, it's chayev in mezuzah. Erev Chatzeres and Meiser, the reason it's chayev in mezuzah, and in fact this chayev is midaraisa, because now it's considered a base dira. Since it's a base dira, it's also chayev in Erev Chatzeres. And since it's now a house, it's chayev in Meiser, because Meiser, the chayev of Meiser comes if it's ra pnei abayis, and now it's considered a house. So the Gemara asks, so why is the Lishkas Falhedrin any different? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lishkas Falhedrin, he says, is only Chayev Midarabanan, and here he says the Tzukah is Chayev Midaraisa. So the Gemara answers, during the 7 days before Yom Kippur, everyone agrees that the Lishkas Falhedrin needs a mezuzah Midaraisa. The Oyem Achleikis is, if they were geyser, that you need a mezuzah on the Lishkas Falhedrin during the rest of the year. Rabbi Yehuda says on that you do not need during the rest of the year. We say that there's a Machleikis by Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Sukkah, Adiris Kava, Be'inan. It's considered Adiris Kava. Umachaive Be'mezuzah. For Rabbanan Sabri, Adiris Arai is considered Adiris Arai. Therefore, it's Pater. And the Machloikis is by Lishkas, is that the Rabbanan hold that the Dira, this is considered, it's considered Adiris Balkarcha. And Adiris Balkarcha is Shma Dira. Therefore, that's why it's Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adiris Balkarcha is Loishme Adira. Therefore, it's Pater Midaraisa. But it is Chayev Midarabbanan. Why is it Chayev Midarabbanan? Shalo Yemru. So the people, the Am, should not say, Kohen Gadol Chavush Bebeis Hasurin. It's like the Kohen Gadol is trapped in there. It's like he's in jail for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Then Afkamina here, which way you hold, is if a jail cell would need a mezuzah or not, because a person is held in jail against his will. Therefore, it's based on this machlekes, whether a jail would need a mezuzah or not. Today we paskin, through most of the Rishayim, that the only time we would have a chiyuv midaraisa is if a person both owns a house and he lives in it also. Then he would be mechayev. You need those two requirements to have a chiyuv of mezuzah. If he only rents it, but he does not actually own it, then he's only chayev midarabbanan, since the pasuk says, beisacha, and since a person is renting it and it is not his house, therefore he would only be chayev midarabbanan. If a person owns it and he does not live in it, we also say that he is pater midaraisa, but chayev midarabbanan, because we say that mezuzah is a chayvas hadar, and he doesn't live in it, therefore he would be pater midaraisa, but chayev midarabbanan. Daf Yud Aleph. Bisha Arecha teaches us, Echad she'arei batim, v'echad she'arei ayarais, ayarais, chatzeres, umedinas, that these are all chayev in mezuzah. Uchsaftam al mezuzah is beisacha u'bisha recha. We then say that a shul, which has a chamber for the chazan to sleep, also needs a mezuzah. The Gemara says that a person's mezuzah should be checked twice in 7 years, but a mezuzah of a rabbim should only be checked twice in 50 years, because it's considered a tircha d'tzibura. The Gemara says that the Shari Mechuza did not have a mezuzah because they were afraid of sakana. What sakana exactly happened? One mezuzah checker was once fined 100 zuzin by local people. So the Gemara asked, didn't Rebbe Elazar say, Shluchei mitzvah ein anizaken? If shluch mitzvah ein nizakin, so how is it possible that there should be a sakana when a person checks a mezuzah? So the Gemara answers, shluch mitzvah ein nizakin does not apply if the sakana is very shchiach. And since over here where they lived in cities where there was a lot of anti-Semitism and problems for the Jews, we say that it is considered very shchiach. Therefore, shluch mitzvah ein nizakin does not apply. We then have a machlaikis rishayim between the Rashba and the Mordechai. If shutfis akum is considered chayev b'mezuzah. We see from Rashi here that he holds like the Mordechai, and therefore he would be pater. The Mordechai says that if you own something b'shutfes hagai, you would be pater from mezuzah. The Rashba says chayev, and we have a raya here from Rashi like the Mordechai that he's pater. Since Rashi specifically states that the Bnei Mechuzah were mostly Jews, what's the chiddush? What does he have to say that they were mostly yid? Obviously, if they had been mostly goyim, he would have been pater. This is the shita of the Mordechai. The reason for the patur is since it says beisacha u'bisharecha, so it has to be owned by Jews. We then say that a storage house or an animal barn, those are generally considered pater from mezuzah, because they're not considered makam dira. However, if nashim use these rooms to apply cosmetics, then it's a machlekes. The Gemara says that bathrooms and bathhouses are pater from mezuzah, since people go undressed in those areas. We then say that a gate, which is not 10 tefachim high, or a gate which does not have a ceiling, is pater from mezuzah. Let's say we're in a situation where this gate is a kippah, which is an arch. So Rav Meir says to Chayev in mezuzah anyway, because we say chaykekin lahashlam. We cut out part of the arch to now create a 90-degree angle. And you can see this inside the side of the Gemara here on the staff. The Chachamim, however, say pater, because we do not say chaykekin lahashlam. However, both agree that if between the floor and the beginning of the arch is at least 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, then you would be mechayev in mezuzah anyway. We then say that a woman's room and a shul are chayev in mezuzah. And then the Gemara says, Beisacha teaches us derech bi'oscha, that you put the mezuzah on the side you confront first. And since a person puts his right foot into a door first, you put a mezuzah on the right doorpost and not on the left. The Gemara says, anyone who hoards his house and who does not share his kalim or his house with others will be affected with a nega for all to see. In Yeradeya, Simon Reish Pei Dalad, Sif Gimel, we paskin that a base Haknesses is always pater from mezuzah, since it's not considered a base dira, but a base medrash, where people learn, is a shaila, since people use it all day. So today, generally speaking, we put up, in a base medrash, we put up a mezuzah, but we put it up without a bracha.